subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are doing draft previews. So what we're going to do for you is we are going to go through division by division and preview what we think is going to happen, what you should look for, what teams could do, what they should do. We are going to go through every division. This is going to be an extra long two-part episode, RJ. Are you pumped for this?
Which means that I have to interview you now to talk about the NFC West. So your interview begins now. The San Francisco 49ers have the third overall pick. They are either the most arrogant front office in the entire NFL or they are incredibly stupid. It is one of those two things right now, in my professional opinion. Defend that point.
No, I think it's probably the former. Like, it could be the most arrogant. It's not front office. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's his show. John Lynch is along for the ride. Adam Peters chimes in when he can, but this is on Kyle Shanahan. Whoever they pick, it's his call. It's the first time he's really got to make his true call because the Jimmy Garoppolo thing fell into his lap. So don't blame anybody else. There's one guy that gets the all blame pie, and that's Kyle Shanahan.
Outside of the 49ers completely botching this and ruining your life and every sector of your life that you take pride and joy in, outside of your family, what is your biggest fear? You're the easiest person to ask this to because I don't know that there really is one, given that the Los Angeles Rams don't have a first-round pick forever. And the Seattle Seahawks are their own mess. But like, so is your biggest fear the Cardinals like playing somebody substantial? Like, what's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is that Kyle Shanahan chooses the yellow starburst. It's that the 49ers screw this up. Like,
I love those.
Here's the thing. Like, it's a yellow starburst. It's a starburst. It's okay. But when you've got a red starburst and a pink starburst there in Justin Fields and Trey Lance, you can't pick the yellow starburst. The Rams are already good. Like, I don't think anybody that they pick in this draft is going to make them substantially better. The same thing with the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, I suppose with Seattle, it would be that they actually pick somebody that can rush the passer. That's not a safety.
I mean, the question was, what's your greatest non-49ers related fear? So shout out to you for making it all about the 49ers. And that's because it is about them. Like, they dominate this draft as far as the NFC West is concerned. Stats on Monday, Kyle Shanahan said, "We could have sat there at 12 and waited which one came to us if one did. But we made a decision that we felt we needed to get a starting QB. We wanted to dictate it. We'll get the one that we feel is best for us." Also, on Monday morning, there were reports that the 49ers made the trade with the intention of drafting Mac Jones, but in the process of all this, have found themselves wooed and courted by the idea of Trey Lance. The 49ers have a lot of media speak because of the relationships that their coach and general manager have with the media, but I feel like they're wearing out their welcome a little bit. Like, people are now starting to get annoyed with them. And like, that's a factor because of the way they've acted about all this, they have exacerbated the pressure that is on this player that they're going to pick. They have themselves really upped the heat of the spotlight to the point that right now, even I asked you, what's your greatest non-49ers fear within the division? It's impossible to answer that question because of everything the 49ers have done. And whether that be for their own humor, out of their own arrogance, or purely out of accidental reasons, they have done that. They have made this bet and now they have to lie in. Which team can really change the most if they hit the right type of draft? I feel like the answer is not the Rams. I feel like the answer is the Seahawks.
I feel like the answer is the Cardinals. Because the Seahawks are good now, and the Rams are good now, and I think they're going to be really good with Matthew Stafford. You know, the Cardinals were a Hail Mary from being under 500 last year. There's a lot of work to do on that team on both sides of the ball, frankly, and I think you could argue maybe more on the offensive side of the ball than the defensive side. But I think there's more room to grow. You know, people say it's easier to go from like 5 wins to 9 or 10 than it is to go from 9 or 10 to 12 or 13, if that right. makes sense. And so there's just more room for Arizona to grow. So if they can get, you know, another really good wide receiver, they really need help in the secondary. A lot of their secondary are free agents right now. I know they got Malcolm Butler there, but that's okay. You need more than that. So if they can get a hit on a couple of these picks and get these key pieces, I think they could make that jump to 500, around 500, into 10, 11, 12 wins.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.